The restaurant business has been among the industries most heavily hit by the COVID-19 shutdown, so much so the National Restaurant Association has estimated that 30% of New Jersey restaurants will have to close permanently before it's all over and done with. Mary Lou Halverson, who is the head of the New Jersey Restaurant and Hospitality Association, said that businesses are desperate to come up with a plan to at least try to survive. The association has updated and resent its plan for indoor dining, initially sent to Governor Murphy all the way back in May. They had two additions that focused on guests that have to be seated while eating and drinking, and there'll be no bar seating permitted. They're also calling for 25% capacity, which is an idea that's worked in Connecticut. They had 25%. Now things work so well that they've seen restaurant increases indoor dining capacity up to 50%. So they're optimistic. However, the organization said it has not heard from the governor since resubmitting the proposal. It has got no timetable. On-run representatives could meet with them to discuss anything about this. So it's obvious this is not seen as a priority by the New Jersey governor. But keep in mind that we're talking about a New Jersey politician, which of course is a person who waits until the collapse before reacting, rather than taking steps to prevent the collapse in the first place. They seem to think that without problems, even ones caused by themselves, they can't seem to keep the jobs.